You're listening to Midlife Side Quest, the over-the-hill gaming podcast. Here's your host, John Wall.
It's February the 5th, 2026, and welcome to episode 169 of Midlife Side Quest, the over-the-hill video game podcast. I am your host, John Wall, and every Thursday morning I bring you 15 minutes of video game impressions, industry news, and tales of a Gen X geek. Thank you very much for tuning into the program today. On this week's show, I'm going to be talking about Mio, Memories in Orbit. But we start the show with a look at the headlines from this past week. So the games industry has a long history of truly stupid ideas. For every brilliant idea out there, there has been a Nintendo Labo or an Ouya. And this new one, boy, is a doozy. Today's story comes from Austin Manchester at Polygon.com, who is reporting that Sony Interactive Entertainment is seeking a patent for AI-generated podcasts. Now, again, this is a patent, so there's a very good chance that this never actually happens. But the concept of it is absolutely ridiculous. He reports that images from the patent application show the possibility of personalized podcasts showing up on your PlayStation 5 home screen below the row of installed games. It would be available in video or audio format, and other images show a talk show-like format with two hosts sitting behind a desk delivering news for the player. Well, doesn't that just sound super? It also states that they would present the news in the voice and likeness of a video game character from one of the games that you have already played. Whew. So this AI show would recommend games to you. It would discuss recent trophies that you've earned, maybe, and, quote, may include a joke at the video game player's expense. So if you like the idea of turning on your PlayStation 5 and seeing Nathan Drake and Astro Bot talking smack about you before telling you to go play Helldivers 2, well, then you should just get excited now. we all joke about how everybody and their grandma has a podcast nowadays. You technically don't need much in the way of equipment or even skill to slap one together and throw it up online. I mean, obviously. I've been doing this for over 10 years, after all. But that doesn't mean that I think we can just start farming podcasts off to Grok or whoever. Although now that I think about it, listening recently to Nintendo Dads, and I'm not sure Jesse is a real human at all. Maybe the takeover's already begun. When it comes to the Metroidvania genre, my enjoyment oftentimes comes down to the difficulty. I don't really enjoy games that push it to that level that feels punishing or frustrating. For me, the Hollow Knight games, they just take it too far, and I could not get into them. Now, the Ori games, on the other hand, or the recent Prince of Persia Lost Crown, I thought those games found that perfect balance of challenging but still satisfying. Mio, Memories in Orbit, from developer Deus, it's a very French title. Those guys. It falls much closer to that Ori side of the difficulty coin. It's tough, and it's not shy about kicking your butt every once in a while, but your goal always seems within your reach, whether it's a platforming section or a boss fight. And the game isn't afraid to lend you a helping hand to help you get through it. I'll get to that a little bit more in a second, but so you play as a small robot, Mio, who is on board a massive spacecraft. It's like a city-sized ship that has been seemingly abandoned. It's become overgrown with bizarre alien vegetation, and many of the ship's robots have become hostile. Mio must search the ship for the Pearls, which are AI beings who control the different functions of the ship, and see if she can reactivate them and save the vessel before it shuts down for good. And along the way, you'll find logs and writings which fill in the blanks and give you clues as to what happened and what led to everything going so wrong. It's a cool setup. I like it that they really sell this world with their art style and the design of it. The world has this interesting look that combines, you know, cold metallic rooms and surfaces of a spacecraft, but with a natural twist, as there will be, you know, trees or vines and flowers sprouting out from within the ship. And the robots also have this sleek design that makes them look and move in an almost alien way. I also really dig the graphical style of the game, which is it's 3D. You know, it's a side scroller, but it's 3D, and it has this layer over the top, almost like a filter that gives the game this sketchbook kind of look to it. I think it looks really cool, and it works with the vibe that they're going for. It plays pretty similar to the Ori games if you've played those before. Mio is small and nimble, and while your moveset is pretty simple at first, once you unlock new abilities, you'll be zipping around the environment. You'll get a grapple type movement to a move to like launch yourself into the air or through obstacles and dodges to avoid attacks. The movement feels, it all feels super good, which is really crucial to a game like this. And every time you gain a new ability, it's very, very satisfying. The combat, it isn't like revolutionary, but it feels good. It's melee based, and you've got your standard 3-hit combo. You can also hit enemies from above to kind of launch yourself back up into the air. I'm not sure if there are any more offensive abilities that you unlock later in the game, but right now where I'm at, it's solid, but I'd like it a bit if there was some more variety. Your reflexes will really, really especially be tested with the boss fights. They required not only memorization of your opponent's moves, but also some pretty precise timing to dodge their attacks. They can be pretty demanding, but really the only frustration I had comes from the fact that when you die, which you will do probably over and over again, they don't spawn you right back at the boss. They bring you to the last checkpoint, and it usually doesn't take super long to get back to where you were, but you know, it's still 30 to 60 seconds when you'd rather just jump right back into your next attempt. So that can be kind of annoying. If you are struggling with the difficulty of the game, there are three nice options that you can turn on to give yourself some help. One is a pacifist mode where the enemies don't attack you until you attack them. I haven't used that one quite yet. I haven't felt the need yet. Another lets you recharge your health whenever you're standing still for a while, which is nice. My favorite one, though, is where every time a boss kills you, he'll have just a little bit less health the next time you fight, which really makes it feel a little better when you have to go up against them over and over again. I'd really like to see other games kind of use a similar mechanic. You'll also find upgrade nodes around the world that give you perks, you know, like extra health or more damage, whatnot. It's basically a skill tree, but you can swap them out whenever you like to experiment with different combinations, which is cool. And you'll unlock extra slots over time so that you can equip more abilities at once. I kind of really, really like, maybe even love, everything about this game. The visuals, the music, the story, the way it controls, it all works really well together. The one thing that I'll say, though, is that I do wonder if I will actually get to finish the game. The difficulty has so far, you know, tight-roped on that edge of challenging and hard. But after about a dozen or so hours, I can kind of feel it starting to tip slightly over into that hard side of things. Bosses are taking more and more tries to defeat, and the platforming challenges are getting pretty gnarly. I hope that I'm still able to fight my way through without it falling into frustrating territory, but you know, even if I did have to stop, I've had a ton of fun with it so far, and if my skill level only gets me so far, so be it. Finally, this week, I just wanted to talk a little bit about a very important milestone that was reached this week. Yesterday was my wife and I's 20th wedding anniversary, and that's kind of unbelievable to say out loud. 20 years since we got married. That's quite an achievement, especially it seems like in this day and age. And it's been filled with awesome, amazing times. We've had two incredible children, five if you count the cats. We've done a lot of traveling together. We've had some amazing adventures. My life has become so much more than I ever thought possible because of her. But being married for 20 years isn't something, you know, that comes easily. It hasn't been. In fact, some days have been very hard. We've had, you know, over the years, financial struggles, health struggles. Our children have, you know, gone through COVID and everything else, and we fought. If I had to bet, I'd say we fight less than the average couple. But, you know, it happens. You can't live day in and day out with another human being for 7,300 days without getting on each other's nerves from time to time. The trick isn't not to fight. The trick is to forgive and forget and move on because you love each other. The trick is understanding that neither of you are perfect. You're both going to screw up and do something or say something stupid. That's life. You accept each other's imperfections. And at the end of the day, we know that we'll love each other no matter what until the end, when the kids have all moved away, when we've sold the house and retired, when we're old and frail and I'm crapping my pants on the porch and can't remember anybody's name. I know that she's going to be there at my side. Someone's going to have to change my diapers after all. Thank you for listening to Midlife Side Quest. I appreciate you making time in your day to hang out with me. You can catch a new episode every Thursday morning wherever you listen to podcasts. And you can support the show by subscribing and leaving a review. That really helps a lot. So, like, seriously, if you've got a few moments after you listen to this, go and leave a short little review. Until next time, I am your host, John Wall. Have a great rest of your week, and don't forget to save.